I wrote Inked Resonance, Life, Love, and Empathy. Hello, Quantumarians. Welcome to another episode of Quantum Alchemy. Today, I would like to share something a little more personal. Many people ask why an engineer with a lifelong interest in science, awareness, and personal growth would write a novel about tattoos. The answer is not what most people expect. The story begins with curiosity. As a child, I was fascinated by tattoos. Not because I wanted one. In fact, I never had a tattoo and do not plan to get one. What fascinated me were the stories behind them. Most of the tattoos I saw belonged to Navy veterans and old sailors from World War II and Korea. Their forearms displayed anchors, ships, eagles, names, and symbols from lives lived far from home. Even as a child, I sensed those images represented something important. They were more than artwork. They seemed to contain memories. They hinted at experiences only their owners truly understood. Years later, one scene from the movie Jaws stayed with me. Captain Quint is speaking about his service aboard the USS Annapolis. During the conversation, he casually mentions that he once had a tattoo removed because it reminded him of a girl who broke his heart. The comment lasted only a few minutes. Yet, it reveals something profound. The tattoo would never simply ink. It carried memory. It carried emotion. It carried loss. It carried a piece of who he was. That brief moment planted a question in my mind that remained there for many years. What if some tattoos carry more than a memory of the experience that created them? What if they carried a resonance of the experience itself? As an engineer, I have spent much of my life exploring systems, patterns, and relationships. Science continually teaches us that reality is often more complex than it first appears. Quantum physics challenges assumptions about observation and possibility. Neuroscience continues revealing how emotions influence memory. Chemistry helps explain how experiences create lasting biological changes within the brain. Every meaningful experience changes us. Love changes us. Loss changes us. Success changes us. Failure changes us. These experiences become part of who we are. They shape how we think, how we feel, and how we respond to the world around us. The scientist in me became curious. The writer in me began asking questions. What if meaningful experiences leave deeper imprints than we currently understand? Not proof, not certainty, simple possibilities. That possibility eventually became ink resonance. I did not write this novel to explain consciousness. I did not write it to prove a scientific theory. I wrote it to explore a question. Stories allow us to examine these ideas from a different perspective. They allow us to experience possibilities through characters, relationships, challenges, and discovery. The novel became a way to explore memory, identity, compassion, and human connection through the lives of ordinary people facing extraordinary circumstances. Yet beneath the mystery, the science, and the speculation lies a much simpler message. Every meaningful experience leaves a mark. Some marks are visible. Most are not. The people we love, the sacrifices we make, the lessons we learn, the challenges we overcome. All of these experiences become part of our story. They shape the person we become. In many ways, that idea sits at the heart of quantum alchemy as well. Awareness transforms experience into wisdom. We cannot change yesterday. We can change the meaning we carry forward. That choice shapes the future we create. The title, Inked Resonance, refers to more than tattoos. It refers to the emotional resonance created by a life fully lived. Every act of kindness creates resonance. Every act of compassion creates resonance. Every meaningful relationship creates resonance. The lives we touch continue influencing others long after a moment has passed. If readers finish the novel with greater curiosity about the people around them, then the story has succeeded. If they pause and wonder about the unseen experiences carried by family members, friends, co-workers, or even strangers, then the story has succeeded. And if they become a little more compassionate because they recognize that every person carries invisible marks from life's journey, then the story has achieved exactly what I hope. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, remain curious, stay aware, and remember that every meaningful experience leaves a mark. This is Isaac Yu, and this is Quantum Opera. Have a wonderful day.